Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Well, we're going to find out where Rose Gray is in just a minute, but joining us this morning is Colleen Allsburg. She is a senior destination specialist for group travel at Fox World. I'm Libby Collinson for Dayton Kane. And Colleen, let's talk about where Rose is today, because I think we're all pretty jealous.
I think so. Well, I certainly am jealous. Good morning, Libby. It's nice to hear your voice again. I haven't seen you in quite a while.
It's always great to be here with you, Colleen.
So yeah, I've been following Rose. She's on one heck of a long trip. It seems like she's been gone forever. She's on an 18-day New Zealand and Australia trip. And so I've kind of been following day by day. Yesterday she was picking up wine somewhere in the wine country. But today she's actually in Australia. They flew over from New Zealand to Australia this week, and she's in Melbourne, Australia. Looks like Melbourne, but they pronounce it Melbourne, Australia. She, after all that busyness that she's been going through, she's got a little bit of a break today, and she's just got a full day of leisure. Melbourne is a beautiful city. It's very cosmopolitan. It's got great food and shopping, and I think one of the nicest things about that Rose is going to love is the wine scene for sure. And I bet you she's going to head out to the Yarra Valley today to do a little wine tasting.
And she's probably throwing another shrimp on the Barbie as we speak.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure of it. This has just been a highlight trip for all the people. I know some of the folks on that are traveling with her as well. And I've been following their Facebook pages and it got a little rocky start because they had that cyclone out there in New Zealand just a few days before they got there. But once everybody finally got in and everybody arrived, it just kind of took over from there and went very smoothly. So I'm grateful for that.
You know what I find interesting? You said it is a long trip, and part of it has to do with the travel time if you're going to New Zealand and Australia.
Yes, that's the hardest part, I think, because I believe she was flying for 18 hours total by the time she got there. They did connect from Chicago to San Francisco and then went on to Auckland, New Zealand, and a few of the guests actually had to divert and ended up in Sydney and then come back to Auckland. But it is a long trip over the big pond, and you lose basically 2 days by going over the international dateline. So when she comes back, she's actually kind of getting home before she even left, which is really weird. I've never quite gotten that concept down. But if you plan on going to Australia because of that travel time, I would definitely, you know, make most of your time. Don't make it a short trip. Get in as much as possible as long as you're over there. See as much of Australia and hit New Zealand as well, because that's an absolutely gorgeous country. And then if you have some time, I would suggest maybe stopping in Fiji or Hawaii on the way back to relax.
Oh, are you finding that here post-pandemic that more and more travelers are saying, because I didn't go anyplace for, 2 years or 3 years in some cases, I really want this to be a longer, sort of more extended vacation than I would have in other years?
Yes, absolutely. Because of the pandemic, they've been saving their money and saving their time and their vacation. So a lot of our clients are extending trips, taking longer trips, spending a little bit more money, and really doing them upright. They do have the budgets now, so why not? And that's what we love to see that too, because we really want them to get a full inclusive experience when you're going on something like Australia, New Zealand, because it is such a wonderful, diverse kind of vacation. We see a lot more of the expedition type travel, where you're kind of immersing yourself into the cultures and doing some more hiking and biking and healthy type of trips. And we've also a lot of experiential type travel as well, where you just I saw one of Rose's pictures on TikTok where she was involved with the Maori culture of New Zealand, and it's just really neat to learn other people's cultures and see how they dance and sing and the type of foods they eat. So really experience where you are. That's what travel's all about.
Yeah, so you are getting more requests then for exotic kinds of trips.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And some of the hot places that are coming up now too are like Tahiti and Bora Bora, Bali, the Galapagos. a little bit different. So that's just really cool to see, because those are all those bucket list places that I've wanted to go, and I've been to quite a few, but I love hearing about other people's experiences as well.
Especially when there's still a little snow on the ground. You like to think about going to places like Tahiti and Fiji.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. I'm actually heading out to Hawaii next week. I'll be doing the show next week, and then I pop over to Hawaii for 10 days. Love that Polynesian culture and just the warm weather and the smell of flowers. And I'm taking a group of folks with me, and I love to share that experience with them and enjoy it as well.
It doesn't get old going there. Well, we've got some questions coming in on the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old at 855-616-1620. We're also going to find out about that in-person show you had this past week, Colleen. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show. It looks like that those clouds are going to be decreasing as the day goes on. And we're going to get up to the mid-30s. Right now we have 27 degrees at WTMJ at 9:14.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane off today. I'm Libby Collins, along with Colleen Alsberg, who is the Senior Destination Specialist of Group Vacations for Fox World Travel, because Rose is in Australia. But you had kind of an interesting week as well, because it is time you were back with in-person travel shows, and you had a fun one this past week.
Oh, it felt so good to be among people and have a social life again. It was absolutely fantastic. This past Monday, we had a wonderful gentleman come and visit us from Globus Vacations. His name was Scott Weidenhaus, and he is a travel leader, a tour director over in basically in the central areas of Europe, so mostly Germany, Austria, and Poland, Croatia, Switzerland, that area. Loved meeting him. So our wonderful sales rep from Globus Vacations, Nancy Bowman, came in and brought him up to Appleton. We tried to do it in Milwaukee, but a little snowstorm kind of got in the way, so we had to cancel. But we're looking at rebooking something very soon. It was a wonderful experience. We had an invite-only dinner, so we invited some great clients and some new clients, hopefully, to see if they are interested in Globus Vacations. It's a company that we've been working with forever. I've known Nancy Bowman for 25 years, pretty much since I started with Fox World Travel. And we had a lot of enthusiasm. We had a wonderful presentation during dinner. And we got a chance to talk travel again. And Scott was wonderful, very fun and funny. And even I got to get involved in the show a little bit and talk about our groups that we're doing with Globus. We'll be doing a lot in 23 and 24. We do groups and independent travel with Globus. And it was just great to be back in person and actually talk to people and really have some fun. And I think they stayed forever. They stayed to like 45 minutes after the show. So you know that everybody's excited about travel and wanting to talk about it.
Colleen, what makes Globus different from other travel companies, or is there a difference?
Oh, there is definitely a difference. We vet the vendors that we use, and Globus has been around longer than Fox World Travel, and Fox World Travel is pretty old. We've been around since 1960, and I believe Globus has got us beat by at least 20 years. They started as a very small little operation out of Lugano, Switzerland, and they just grew from there, and now they're worldwide. They're a company that they're based out of Colorado now, so it's just really like working with somebody from home, kind of that Midwestern mentality. But they do it upright. They have several branches as well as Globus. They have Cosmos, which is a little bit more economical. But we love Globus because they plan out just the most wonderful itineraries, very easygoing itineraries. Nothing's too rushed. They use hotels right in the city centers. So when you're on your own and doing your own free time, then you can go out and do your own thing. You don't have to take transportation into town because you're right there. They plan amazing meals and experiences. They have VIP access to long lines you can bypass. For example, when you're going into the Vatican Museums and the Sistine Chapel, you can see these long lines that you're just walking by and bypassing. So they just do everything right. And again, because of our work partnership, we just love working with them.
Yeah, you really feel like a VIP when you travel with them.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if you've got questions for Colleen, she can help you out on wherever your trip or your dreams are leading you. And if you want to get through, the Old National Bank talk and text line is open right now. It's 855-616-1620. I want to ask you a little bit more about that show this past week and some of the places in Europe that you talked about. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show, 27 degrees at 921 on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And Colleen's here today taking your questions on the Old National Bank Talk and Text line. And we have Sherry from New Berlin with a question about where she wants to go. Sherry, good morning. What can we do for you on the Fox World Travel Show?
Hi, good morning. I'm interested in traveling to Malta, and I'd like to know perhaps the best airline to fly to get there and the season.
Oh, that's a great question. I have not been to Malta, but I have a good friend that has been there, and she is actually from Malta, so she really loves that whole Mediterranean experience. I think because you're in the southern part of the Mediterranean Sea area, that you'd probably want to look at going at maybe a little bit off season, not summer, maybe look at September, October, in that area, or maybe early spring, just because it does have kind of a temperate season, so you don't really have to worry about the weather when you get there. Just maybe not make it so hot. As far as airlines, the best thing to do is give one of our advisors a call and check to see what's available, because I'm sure that you're probably going to base it more on pricing than the actual airline that you're going with. The airlines are a little bit crazy right now, as you can imagine. So I would probably just go for price more so and schedule, just to make sure that you're not doing triple, double, you know, type of connections and things. So just do it the best for you. So I would just advise, giving us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO and talking to one of our experts that can get you there.
Thanks a lot, okay. Sherry. Appreciate your call. Colleen, just as a follow-up to that, you said that airlines are a little bit crazy right now. How far in advance should you book an airline, particularly if you're traveling to Europe?
I would definitely start looking as soon as possible. You can book your air tickets out 300 days, and I would at least start your research at that point, get the prices, get some quotes, get some different options going. Price is, people like to play the game and think they're going to get a better price at a different time or if they wait till last minute, and that's really not the case right now. And I'm just noticing now I do a lot of work with Alaska, and there's very few flights up to Alaska in the summer. It's a short season. So the folks that are waiting till the last minute are the ones that are kind of suffering now because of the prices and the seat availability. So kind of start, looking at 300 days out and book within, maybe prior to 6 months out. I think that would be the best advice I would give.
The Old National Bank Talk and Text Line has another question for you. And do you have a favorite inclusive resort in Puerto Vallarta, Colleen?
Oh, my gosh, I love Puerto Vallarta. That's probably one of my favorite places. I like the Mies Maloya area. Actually, there's some neat little hotels in that area. It's a little bit different, though, because you're kind of out of the city. But these beautiful resorts are built into the hillsides. They kind of look a lot like the Cinque Terre area of Italy. So Mies Maloya is one of my favorite areas. As far as hotels, I like the Riu properties in Puerto Vallarta. They always have such beautiful grounds, great food, wonderful service. I like Nuevo Vallarta. I like Bucyeras. But I would probably start looking at the Riu properties and go from there.
You mentioned flights to Alaska a few minutes ago, but we've got another question here on the Talking Text line. They want to know if you can recommend any train tours in Alaska. Do you offer them? Have you ever been on one? And what was that experience like for you?
Oh, my gosh. This person never listens to the show, do they? I have been to Alaska 36 times. Rose has been there. I think she's going on her 14th trip this summer. We have both done the train tours up there. There's two different train tours that you can do. The long one is on the McKinley Explorer. It's on the Alaska Railroad, basically, and you can do it with the cruise lines. McKinley Explorer, Princess has their own cars. That's a wonderful trip from Denali National Park to Anchorage or vice versa. And then probably my most favorite train tour that you can do is in Skagway. It's the White Pass and Yukon route. It's more of a day trip you can do. It's a basically, if you did it round trip, it would be 3 hours. You can do it one way. You can do it round trip. You can, add it on to a different type of tour. But it's a narrow gauge train. It was built back in the early 1900s. It follows the path of the gold miners, and it's just a beautiful scenic ride. So both of those trains are amazing.
Yeah, well, I took the one because my son at one time lived in Fairbanks, and we took Fairbanks to Denali, stayed there for a couple of days, and then our next part of it was Denali to Anchorage. And I'll tell you, there are places in Alaska you wouldn't dream of seeing any other way.
Oh, isn't it just so relaxing? You're in double-decker train cars. You've got windows that are, give you a 360-degree view of everything. They've got a dining car below. They've got bar service up on top. So while you're taking in all that beautiful scenery, you can have a cocktail or a soda and just enjoy and just relax. It's so relaxing.
Oh, and just looking at the scenery is breathtaking.
Absolutely.
Well, I know we've got a lot of questions coming up for you, Colleen, on the Old National Bank Talk and Text line. And if you want to get in, it is 855-616-1620. And also, when we get in here to the next half hour, you have some hot deals you want to share. And we'll talk about that as we're getting close to 9:30. Let's turn it over to Jessica Gatzo in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here's Jessica.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And Dayton Kane off today. I'm Libby Collins along with Colleen Allsburg. And Colleen, I love this question on the Old National Bank Talk and Text line. They just received a save the date for a destination wedding in Sicily in April of 2024. They want to stay longer and travel throughout the country, and they thought they'd fly into, is it Catania?
I think it's
out of Rome.
Yeah, maybe Catalonia. I'm not sure what. I'll have to double check on that.
One of those places.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but how do they book those flights?
I will divert you over to our advisors at Fox World Travel, just because I am not an expert with air. I would probably send you someplace you wouldn't want to go. So let's get you in touch with one of our advisors at Fox World Travel, and they can set up some great air for you. And I know they can absolutely do that. They can fly you in and out of different places with open-ended tickets. And then you can start booking your travel again 300 days prior to departure. Prior to the return date. So depending on when you want to come back, then back that off 300 days, and that's when you can start looking at air. I'm kind of jealous. That's wonderful to have friends that want to get married in Sicily. It's just a wonderful island to visit. It's completely different than Italy, and I think they're going to have a fantastic time.
Well, I know, you mentioned you had the in-person travel show earlier this week where you talked a lot about Europe, and we've got another question asking if you have any recommendations for a tour of Switzerland and Germany.
Yeah, that is definitely something I would direct you to look at Globus's site for. It's globusvacations.com. Take a peek at all the different itineraries they have. They have a fabulous combo type trip with Germany and Switzerland. You might want to add in a little Austria too, as long as you're over there. It's all very close, and that's one of our favorite vendors to use. And I'd also maybe look at Insight Vacations. We use them quite a bit for our groups as well, and they have that would kind of give you some options to look at a different tour. And you want to make sure you're hitting all the highlights, write down the cities you want to see, and then see do a little match play and see what works for you.
While we're across the pond, we've got another question here. Someone wants to take a bus tour of Ireland. Is there a bus line you'd recommend for a 7-day trip? And what's the best route, and what cities are not to miss when you're in Ireland?
I'm assuming they're talking about the southern portion of Ireland itself, not Northern Ireland. And there is the bus company over there that runs pretty much everything is called CIE Tours, and they kind of have the monopoly on the transportation over there. And what I would recommend is looking at CIE Tours. Also, Brendan Vacations can get you on a very nice route. And I would think if you're just going to go for 7 days, I would start in Dublin, do a few days there. Then I would move on to Killarney. That's a beautiful drive. Ireland's not very big, so it doesn't take long to get across the country. And you can stop at the Blarney Castle along the way. And then I would not miss Galway. I think that's a beautiful area. You can go up to the Cliffs of Moher and just kind of concentrate on that that area. And you can even fly into Dublin, fly out of Shannon, so you don't have to do a round trip. But again, with airfare, it's probably going to be a little bit more economical to do a round trip. So you can kind of do a circle tour and see just beautiful things. Come back to Dublin. Don't miss the Ring of Kerry. Possibly the Dingle Peninsula is gorgeous as well, and a lot of the castles in between, and just the little farms. And I love Ireland. It's an amazing place.
Oh, I know. And just talking to the people there is probably the most delightful part of visiting Ireland.
Oh, for sure. I love that you can just The hotels have bars and the pubs, and unlike the United States, we really don't hang out at our hotel bars and pubs. In Ireland, you do, and you can go in there, and you will guaranteed to be friends with somebody by the time you leave. There's probably going to be some live music playing. Everybody is just super friendly. It's an easy country to get around. They do speak English, but sometimes you really got to listen to that brogue. And what? Okay. But they really do speak English over there, and it's just it's some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. I was actually caught in Ireland. I was in Waterford, home of the Crystal, during 9/11, and I don't think I could have been in a better place in the world if I had to be away from my family and my home. Ireland was just a fantastic place to be during that very sad time.
Yeah, and of course, they love Americans in Ireland. There's no question about that.
They do.
Let's look at a domestic trip. Gary in Cedarburg says they're going to Panama City, Panama in a few weeks. I guess that's not domestic, is it? I was thinking Panama City, Florida. It's
okay.
Panama City, Panama. And they want to know, are there any sites that you would recommend as must-sees and any restaurants where you'd eat?
Well, I did a very quick trip to Panama a few years ago, right before COVID, and I absolutely fell in love. It's just a very, it feels very colonial. They have a lot of Spanish colonial architecture. We stayed at the Hard Rock, and there were a ton of restaurants in that area. The downtown is very cosmopolitan, just huge, high-rise buildings and companies. And so get away from that a little bit. A couple of the things that I would recommend is getting out to see the Panama Canal and doing a tour of the locks. We had an opportunity to do a VIP tour through the Miraflores locks, which were the older locks, not the new ones now, but we could see the new locks from there. So that's one thing I would recommend. I'd also recommend, if you can, get onto one of the Zodiac tours out to see the monkeys, because that's really fun. And also,
I love monkeys.
Yeah, everybody has to love monkeys, right? And you might see some of the crocodiles as well. But book with a reputable person to take you out to see the monkeys, and they'll let you feed them and stuff. It's kind of neat. And then I would also go to the Old Town of Panama. And there's some ruins there and a lot of history. And it's just fun to walk through and learn about the Panamanian life. Prior to the Panama Canal going through. But and it's just a fascinating, safe, lovely country, and it's kind of up and coming. I want to start doing groups there and seeing more of the beautiful country.
I remember several years ago when we did the Panama Canal locks, there was a crocodile swimming next to the ship the whole way that we went through. So, yeah, you do see them down there. There's no question about that. All right, if you've got questions for Colleen, you can get through on the Old National Bank talk and text line. That number is 855-616-1620. We've got more questions about where to go and also some hot deals coming up. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show. It's 942.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And welcome back. We're here with Colleen Allsburg. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. And another question on that Old National Bank talk and text line about Panama City, Panama. Somebody flew from there to Chicago Wednesday. They went through security and then filled their water bottles. But before they got on the plane, they went through security again, and they wouldn't let them take any water bottles on board. They said that they're not allowed. Do you know anything about that?
You know, that actually happened to me one time, and I thought it was really weird because I was in Israel, and I was flying home. I got checked in Tel Aviv, and then I thought, okay, I'm good. I'm through security. Everything's fine. I loaded up. I like to take a lot of liquids with me when I fly. So I bought some iced tea and I bought some water, and the same thing happened. I got to the gate. They said that we're doing another screening, and they confiscated all of our liquids again. And we did have a lot of upset people, and I'm not sure why. I think in this case they're blaming the United States, but that doesn't seem quite right. I think it had more to do with the airlines. I don't know why they do it, but that's the only time I've experienced that was in Israel. So I'm really sorry to hear that, but that's good information to know for down the road. Maybe they just...
And you never know what security issues they're having at the time that they ask that they do something like that,
right,
too.
Exactly.
That's partly it. Yeah. Hey, listen, let's talk about something else here. And somebody here is working with Martha at Fox. They're trying to decide on a 14 to 16 day tour of France. And should they go with Globus or is it Trafalgar?
That's Trafalgar, correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Yeah, I see that they've also done Insight as well, which that's, to me, that's kind of top of the line, working with Insight. So a little bit difference between Globus and Trafalgar, and I've done both. They're both wonderful. It definitely is the coach size. You're going to have a few more people on the coach, whereas Insight only has 40 passengers, so they take out quite a few rows, and it's kind of, they call it business class seating on the coaches, so they're very comfortable. The Globus and Trafalgar coaches are very similar. In fact, Trafalgar is also an Insight family member of the Travel Corp. So at times, even in our department, we will actually book through Trafalgar and then ask for an Insight coach so that they get that comfort of 40 seats. But I'm not talking, you know, a really big difference between comfort, because you're maybe talking 44 passengers, not like back in the day when they load those buses up with 55 people and you couldn't even get your knees in between the seats. So they still are very new. Globus, I know for sure, none of their buses are older than 5 years old. That's kind of their rule. So they're always quite comfortable, quite big, and I wouldn't be too concerned about that. Hotels, again, both Globus and Trafalgar might be a little bit different than Insight on location, but nothing that's going to be way out of town. When they talk out of town, you're more looking at like a Cosmos brand or something that's just a little bit less expensive than Globus and Trafalgar. Great companies. I wish I could be of more help, but I think you could go either way. And of course, working with Martha, she loves France. She speaks French. She's awesome. So have fun planning.
And she's an expert, too. All right, we're here with Colleen Allsburg. She's got some hot deals for you. A couple more questions. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show. 27 degrees at 949 on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is still enjoying her time in Australia and New Zealand, but Colleen Allsburg is here. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. Colleen, we've got a question on the talk and text line, the old National Bank talk and text line, about COVID precautions in Mexico. Can you explain?
Yes, things are really getting quite loose right now, and it looks like they're going to Quintana Roo, so they're going to Cancun most likely. There is a great website that we use at Fox. It's called Sherpa, and you can pop in the two different destinations where you're coming from and where you're going, and they'll tell you all about the different protocols that are still in place. With Quintana Roo, you are no longer required to quarantine. There is no proof of COVID vaccination. It's not required for Mexico any longer. And then you do not need a negative pre-departure COVID-19 test to come back. So things are looking up and settling down a little bit. So have a wonderful time at that beautiful resort.
Well, speaking of Mexico, can you recommend an all-inclusive property for adults only in Cabo?
Absolutely. I think probably one of my very favorites is Breathless Cabo San Lucas Resort and Spa. It's a great location, eco-friendly, adult-only, and just beautiful. And then there's also some Ryu properties as well that would be adult-only, so take a peek at those. But definitely look at Breathless.
Nice place to go if you want to be alone with your sweetie.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've been promising all morning long about some of those hot deals that listeners can get if they reach out to Fox World Travel. Where are some of your favorite places?
Well, I love the whole world. So some of my favorite places, probably I love Alaska. I love the Caribbean. I love cruising. I've been on over 100 cruises. It's just one of my favorite things. So if you're still interested in going on like a spring travel or early summer, there's some wonderful deals out there. And they, you know, if you're not too fussy about where you go and you want to just go someplace warm and lovely and just look at the pricing and things, there's wonderful trips out there. Apple Vacations always has some all-inclusive deals. They have some savings up to 70% to Mexico and the Caribbean, Hawaii. And also, maybe look at Delta Vacations for that same type of trip because they're giving up to $300 off per booking. So take a look at our website as well. We've got those all listed there. If you're looking at cruising locally or in the Caribbean, Celebrity Cruises has their sale. It's 75% off their second guest on the cruise fare. And then that's quite a bit of savings. And also, you could get up to $800 of onboard credit. And for those of you who cruise, know that onboard credit is really important and something fun to play with. And the Royal Caribbean also has some hot deals. They've got 30% off every guest, and kids are sailing free. So if you want to take a quick spring break trip with your kids, if you can get them off, off of school and be not too fussy with the dates, take a peek at Royal Caribbean. And on Walt Disney World also has save up to $400 on a four-night. Some wonderful things still out there. You can still get over to Europe as well. I love springtime in Europe. The colors are starting to peak and the flowers are coming out. It's a little cooler usually at this, kind of about the same as here, maybe a little bit warmer, but springtime is a wonderful time to get to Europe. And Globus has some deals as well as Uniworld River Cruises. So there's so many things on our website. So take a peek at foxworldtravel.com and look under hot deals and you'll find some neat things.
You mentioned Disney World. Is it still an affordable vacation for people?
I think so. That's a good question, Libby. It is pricey. But if you do it right and you do it with one of our Disney Dream Team members here at Fox World Travel, they are going to do make it as customize it for you to make it as economical as possible. I know Marissa in our Brookfield office is amazing. She will actually get up at midnight to make your dining reservations and try to save you money and heartache and all that then instead of you doing it yourself. So definitely check with an advisor, one of our Dream Team advisors, and they're going to walk you right through it and get you the best deal they can.
Well, you know, that's so true because Disney's gotten very complicated and you really do need an expert to help you out.
Absolutely. I won't go to Disney without talking to somebody I know at Fox because I don't trust myself. I think that they're going to do the best job for me.
All right. So one more time, if you're planning that last minute spring break vacation, and as you said, there's still a few deals out there, what do we need to do?
The best thing to do is give us a call ahead or schedule an appointment online because we are so busy yet. It's still our busy season. You can give us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO or go to foxworldtravel.com. Our branch offices are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and we are open seasonally now on Saturdays from 9 to noon, except for our Oshkosh location. But all of our other branch offices are open today until noon. So definitely, let's make the most of everyone's time, and I don't want anybody sitting and waiting. So give us a call ahead and make an appointment. It's the best thing to do.
Colleen Allsburg, you will be back next week on the Fox World Travel Show as Rose Gray continues her travels to Australia and New Zealand. I'm Libby Collins. Dayton Kane will be back next week as well. Stick around after the news with Jessica. It's Money Talk right here on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.